This is Audible.
The Palace of Memory by David Gaiman. Performed by Steve Conlin, Toby Longworth, Carla Mendonca, David Seddon, and Joe Woodcock.
You will have heard the saying that a warrior has no greater enemy than himself. His own doubts and fears ever seeking to betray him. I hear it less than I used to. Partly since I stopped keeping the company of Lord Relictors. But also because those that spout such sangor guff in my presence will be eaten by a dread abyssal or stabbed through the neck by a dryad instead. That's not to say they're entirely wrong. Of course, only that they're not entirely right. And perhaps my aversion to thinkers says more about me than it does about them. Brudekan! Zeros! Crow! Where are you? I meant the other left. You should know better by now than to listen when I give the directions. Are you gonna make me shout? Is that it? Sigma himself covers his ears when he sees me approach the foot of the celestial stair. Very well, as you wish. Brudekan! Well, isn't this going to just crown the day back in Azerheim? Let the bell of lamentation toll thrice, and eyes from Sigandil be averted. Hamilcar Bear-Eater, lost to the accursed ruins of Shadespire. I almost hope I stay lost. Better that than having to admit that Zavaclius was in the right when he warned me about this place. You cannot bluster your way through a maze of shade glass, Hamilcar. You cannot browbeat a living spirit, Hamilcar. Never tell the Bear Eater what he can't do, I say! I've put my foot into deeper and murkier holes than this and walked away smelling of Celestium. An eternal labyrinth of mirrors in the realm of the dead is almost like going home!
Talking to yourself already, Stormcast. Most of your kind will wander for months before they succumb to that.
I only know of two ways to speak with greatness, Mirror. Pray to Sigmar and talk to myself. You are not the God King, and as sure as the Sigmarabulum is round, the reflection I see is not Hamilcar Bear-Eaters.
I am Gwythem, Cataphrane of Shadespire. And you are correct, Lord Hamilcar. I am not Sigmar, but godhood was once within my grasp. This palace in which you have so foolishly strayed belongs to me.
Seems we share a fondness for mirrors.
Ignorant. The Cataphrane sought to defy death. The Palace of Memory was to be my method of immortality.
The Palace of Memory? That is what I entered the Shadespire to find, to uncover its deepest secrets for the God King. My sense of direction is better than I give it credit for.
The past lives alongside the present here, for Shadeglass reflects the true soul of those who look upon it, more so than any mere mirror. Why not look into the glass and see for yourself?
Here's another idea.
You cannot punch your way through the Palace of Memory, Hamilcar Bear Eater. For it is eternal.
As is my fist.
For as long as you are trapped within this place, Nagash's curse is ascendant over any blessings of Sigmar. You are lost to the grey void twixt Haish and Ulgoo. Your storm will flicker and fade. You will become a zephyr, a lightning sprite, a haunting that lingers only through the torment of some thwarted purpose that you can no longer achieve or recall. Until you become nothing at all. You will expire, fade, not so much as a spark to mark your final ignominious end. I have seen it happen to others. Is that what you desire? Choose your own course. Look into the glass and see what could be yours instead.
And how would that help my bid for freedom?
You are lost already. It can hardly hurt.
I will humor you, but for a brief moment. Which mirror should I choose? There must be thousands.
They are infinite. Let your soul lead you. It will know.
The Battle of the Gnarlwood. I remember this. With me, my brothers and sisters in arms, into the jaws of chaos! Let the hallowed knights bolster their courage with their prayers. Let the celestial vindicators confuse savagery with courage. Joy, brothers, joy! Today we fight the greatest battle ever fought, for it is the battle we fight today! We fight as Astral Templars fight! We fight as Bear Eaters! Without thought, without fear, without care! For we are heroes! And heroes never die! For the God King!
Come the champion of the Vanguard, die! I will bless the forest floor with your guts!
What was that? I couldn't hear you for your comrades bleating! Rudikan! Stop killing them so efficiently that I might hear this one better!
I said...
No, I still didn't catch it! Consider yourself rebuked, Rudikan. That might have been important. You are right, Crow, as always. Were you not a Griffhound, I would probably have you as my second. You speak more than Rudikan and have a better sense of humor. Is this all we get? Look to the Edgewood flank. Lord Celeste and Kermitpur has already engaged the cockatrices. I will not have it said of Hamilcar Bear Eater that he contented himself with Ungors, while the Tiger of Miraz led his warrior chamber to glory. Petrification be damned. Frankos.
Yes, Lord Castellant.
Let them know that the Bear Eater is here.
Yes, Lord Castellant.
Yes! I think they feel it, Knight Heraldor. And yet they still refuse to step aside. Zeros, come over here. What do you make of that, Lord Relictor?
Their unclean hooves rattle at the sound of Sigmar's voice, as they should. For after the voice comes the blade with lightning at its edge, and after the storm comes blood. Their blood. Let it be shed. Let it be boiled. Let it be inhaled by the God King and expelled anew, for his voice is the shout of thunder that rejoices in their pain.
My thoughts exactly! Show them the power of your staff, Lord Relictor!
Has anyone told you that you enjoy that too much, Stormcast?
Let us go sacrifice more of their heathen souls upon the great pyre of Azir, so that Sigmar's star may never wane.
Glory is not about quantity, brother. It is quality. That is why there are only 12 trials. 6 smiths, 2 strikings, 1 Hamilcar Bear-Eater. I seek bigger prey than these beasts, and there they are! With me, my brothers!
Charge!
You did not step forth into the glass. Why?
Enter the glass? What do you mean?
Enter the glass, and you can remain forever. Relive for all time the greatest battle in your memory. Instead, you chose to return to this purgatory of Nagash's twisted creation.
What do you take me for? An animal? Some blood-bound berserker craving nothing but to spill my guts over the plains of brass just one more time? War is nothing unto itself. Even I know that, and they call me a barbarian. It is a means to an end.
To peace?
By Azir, no. To more war! To the glory and acclaim that come with it.
It is acclaim you want. Yes, yes, I see that now. The glass can give you that.
Rise, Hamul, for it is now your turn!
Thank you, my lady, and hail Sigma for inviting me to feast in the Heldenhall! I am Hamul of the White Spear tribe, of the eternal winterlands within your own blessed Azir. Unlike some of you, I have never known the rule of chaos. But let none here call me a stranger to battle. Sigmar, you have watched me raid upon the ice fjords of the Frost Lords. You watched the great battle I fought against the Strumfell's Gargants. I felt you with me through a dozen wars on my fellow tribes as I emerged as the greatest champion of the Winterlands.
On behalf of our Lord Sigmar, I welcome you to the Heldenhall, Hamul of the White Spears. You have been chosen for his glittering host, his first striking, and tonight he celebrates you. We all celebrate you.
Thank you! Lord Sigmar! God King! God King! God King! God King! God King!
Ale
God
for Hamul!
More ale!
To the glory of Sigmar, Hamul. To a new age.
To a...
What is it?
Your voice, my lady. I know it.
I do not know you.
You were right, it seems. Even my halberd cannot destroy these reflections.
Surely it cannot be. The great Lord Castellant, Hamilcar Bear-Eater, became a Stormcast Eternal in pursuit of a woman.
No. I was the boldest, strongest, most courageous warrior of my tribe. That was why I was taken. That night in the Heldenhall. I don't even remember it. I don't know this woman. She said herself that she doesn't know me. Who was she? For her rejection to disturb me so even now.
Such is your curse, and hers. But the heart remembers. Even after the body has been purged in Dracothian's fire and clad in star metal. Even after it has been fused to the shade glass for an eternity of unlife. It remembers and knows what has been taken. Who has been taken from it? Glory and acclaim is not what you truly seek, Hamilcar Bear Eater. Or should I say, Hamul? Do you not see? You wish to be human. You wish to be loved. You have simply forgotten why.
So saith the Wraith who can appear to me in naught but two dimensions. I am adored across three realms. My name is sung by millions. Many of them even recall deeds I actually performed. Though I suspect their great myths about me will live longer in the memory than 1,000 Narlwoods.
They will continue to sing them, even if you never escape this place. Indeed, what could be a better, more fitting end to your legend? Walking into the great sepulchre of Shadespire, never to be seen or heard from again. People will tell the tale of it. They will invent their own. They will sing songs. 1,000 years from now, warriors of the Astral Templars will still go questing to Shadespire after hearing rumors of your fate. Look into the glass, Hamilcar. Are you not curious? Who is this woman? Be human again. See the life that Sigmar has taken from you.
Show me.
I am Vecalia, daughter of the Star Chaser tribe. I have fought and killed Asnir, the Black Yeti of the Frostback Hills. I have hunted Tuskgore and Mournfang. I drank their blood and wore their skins and made weapons of their bones. I have journeyed as far as the Bitter Sea where the ice breaks and the horizon bleeds pink in my quest to Sigmar, the Lord of Winter, and followed the Godstar to this place.
A man's words for a man's deeds. With this bicep, I choked the life from the Ogor chieftain Bjorg. I too have hunted Tuskgore and Mournfang and Stonehorn, for the name Hamel is respected beyond the hunting grounds of the Whitespears. I drank their blood and wore their skins and made weapons of their bones. I slew more. For I am a man, and my body is bigger. And because a real warrior needs a real axe. And I do not search for the Lord of Winter. For he knows where to find me should he wish to see a real champion at work. You are small and feeble, woman, like a grot. I could carry you to the hard ice of the White Spear's crown with one arm. Come at me again, and I will throw you twice as far.
I have heard of you, Hamel. I have heard of your arrogance, of how you would taunt the Lord of All Winter. Perhaps this is his punishment! A man so near the Great Chill should know better than to turn his cheek from the Hammer God.
You bled me.
A better warrior and a bigger man would give less thought to puffing up his chest and more to guarding it.
Never before did I think there was anything in there worth guarding. My heart, how it beats! like a thunder tusk heard in my breast, fleeing before my spear. Has a warrior as mighty as I ever told you that your eyes shine with the ferocity of the constellation of Mazda Mundi?
Do you speak this way to every warrior you face beneath the Godstar?
Only those with the skill to cut my flesh and the power to make my heart run as you do. You who are a sorceress, Vecalia. A visitation of Sigma. Return with me to the White Spear and chase stars no longer. Be my queen. Envy will drive my brothers to seek ever wilder glories in the lands of our enemies, and we will produce children who will conquer the constellations themselves. The Lord of Winter will welcome us all to the Helden Hall, not as vassals, but as one great king greeting another.
I hope that he does choose you, Hamel. I feel that he must one day. On that day, you will see what a fool you have been all your life! You are overconfident, Hamel of the White Spears. A common weakness of yours, I think. You extended yourself, thinking me weaker than you. And now you are on your knees, my axe at your neck.
Sigma! Give me the body and heart of this woman!
You are embarrassing the God King.
I do not care. I would see him blush the sky red. I would strike his eye from the heavens if its gaze discomforted you. If Sigma was to take you from me, I would brave the Stromfells and swim the bitter sea. I would go beyond Starhold and Stardock and the mountains of Nordrath, beyond all the great cities of legend, until I stood before the gates of mighty Sigmaron itself and would call the God King to face me on the ice of his own hearth place.
You are a man of sudden and extraordinary passions, Hamel. Follow the God Star when it next appears in the sky. Impress me then, and we will see.
Vecalia.
You see now, Hamilcar Bear Eater.
I do not remember any of this.
Sigmar does not want you to remember. Your pursuit of him was never pure. It was for her, not for the glory of the God King.
No, that's not how it was.
I will show you. Look into the mirrors.
Vecalia! Return her to me, Sigma! She is not fallen! I know this! I know because a woman who bests Hamel of the White Spears does not fall so young! Return her! Know that I will climb to your high star to retake her if you do not. I won her heart once, Sigma. I will do it again. Vecalia!
See how your love of Sigmar has brought you to your knees. Yet still you serve him. Fight in his name. Allow him to share in your glory. Raise your eyes, Hamilcar Bear Eater. Look into the mirror. See who walks towards you. See what the God King has done with your true love.
Remove your helmet, Judicator. I would see the face that once turned my heart from the God King.
I do not know you.
The anvil of apotheosis has sundered her mind, as it has yours. She is Vecalia no longer. The warrior before you is Vecaus. But raise your eyes, Bear Eater. Look into the mirror once more. See who awaits you there.
Vecalia.
What think you of your conquest, my king? Oh, these furs are thick. I can barely feel the stone of the ground beneath them. The white spears must be almost as mighty as you boasted. Almost.
You can remain here forever. With your new queen. Your new bride. With the love and adoration you crave. There will be no more lies. No more self-deceit. No more lip service to a god who cannot caution or comprehend the wills of mortals.
I could stay here forever.
Yes. All you must do is step forth into the mirror.
Join me, my king. Is this not what you fought for?
Place your hand upon the glass, Vecalia. As I do mine, so it may be as though we touch. You are beautiful. Like virgin ice in the heaven's glow, you outshine even the azure light of a Lord Castellan's beacon. I see now how one such as you could sway a man from his devotion to the God King, make him wish for something more than an eternity of battle. Could battles against such foes win him that was greater? What could the High King of the Gods give to compensate for that which he has taken? The breaking of our memories on the anvil is our mercy, then. If not Sigmar's, then Grunyi's or his smith's. All were mortal once, to greater or lesser degree. And perhaps there is one amongst that remembers and has that much compassion.
Forget what passes beyond the walls of this cave. Even I may set Sigmar from my thoughts for just one night.
Just one night. Until the sun rises over the eternal winterlands and the white spear turns green, until Sigandil fades and Dracothian's ire leaves this world. I would stay here with you for an eternity. And still wish for more. But that man has been remade.
Think of what you are sacrificing. Vecalia, as she is now, will not remember you. Leave the Palace of Memory, and you will not remember her. Not like this. Look at her. Stay. Step into the glass.
I followed her. As she wanted, as she knew I would.
Stay!
No, Cataphrane!
Step into the glass! Release me from this prison of my own memories! Do not leave me trapped here, alone, forever!
Stay!
Hamul of the White Spears would have stayed in a heartbeat. But I am the Bear Eater, the mightiest of all Sigmar's heroes. Just as Vecalia suspected, the God King made me better than the man he found. We all have a god to appease, Cataphrane. Whatever path we took to bear us here... You are wondering how I remember any of this, if what the Cataphrane said to me was true. Well, it was. It was all true.
Oh. That is another story, and there will be no more tales told around this fire tonight. Go. All of you. I wish to be alone.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.